You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for what I know is going to be another very special episode of There Is Life After Layoff radio show. You know what? Words can't even begin to express the excitement that I feel about my guest tonight. But first, before I welcome her on air, let me just give you a little bit of something to think about and ponder over during my introduction. Now, I'm talking to the ladies right now. Ladies, we all know how we feel about our purses, right? Our purse is our sacred place. It's that one place that we can control what we put in and what we take out. So with that said, let me ask you a couple of questions. If your purse could talk, what would it say about who you are based on its contents? What secrets would your purse reveal about you? Better yet, let's take it one step further. What weight are you carrying around in your purse that's too heavy to tote into the next season of your life? Well, if you're like me, you probably have never really given this much thought, that is, until I was forced to. Well, let me say that you just might be surprised what the contents of your purse will reveal about your life. So with that said, grab your purse, because tonight my guest and I invite you to discover the answers to these questions and more as you explore and uncover your own personal purse story. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my very transparent journey of facing my own truths without placing blame as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. And in doing so, together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know that this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You're the ones who help to drive this show, and so we always want to hear from you. And so if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, I invite you to call us at 347-324-5246, and then press the number 1. But please remember that you only have to press the number 1 if you want to be added into the on-air host queue to make a comment or ask our guest a question. And we generally begin taking those calls right after our break at 7:30. My guest and I are certainly looking forward to hearing from you. So now I am ready to get started. And once again, I'm so excited about my guest tonight. She is definitely a friend of the show. She has always been willing to share her powerful testimony and wisdom with us, and for that I'm grateful. And I know that she will have to agree that from the very first time that we were introduced, there was an instant connection, a God connection. Oh. I firmly believe that God has assigned her to my life to be a purpose accelerator, one of those people who encourages me to keep pursuing my God-ordained purpose. And I just shared with her right before we came on air that she's one of those people that helps me to want to be a better person. So I'm so thankful for her friendship and for her fellowship and for her obedience and including me on you know, projects that she works on. And I can go on and on and on, but I'm not going to take any more time because then that delays her being able to share with you. So please, without further ado, I ask you to join me in welcoming to There Is Life After Layoff radio show, visionary, author, empowerment speaker, and coach, Ms. Dion Parker. Thank you for joining me this evening, sis.
It is my honor and my pleasure to join you, my sister from another mister.
That's right.
I am just, you know, we can go on, and we were talking about this earlier, we can go on and we get into our conversations and nobody else is around. We just get lost in our conversations. So
that's right.
I thank you, my sister, for bringing me on yet again, your wonderful show that
thank
I know
you.
Has
wow.
changed the lives of so many people to understand that there is life after layoff. There
Absolutely.
Is a purpose and a journey. And just looking at what you have done, Alicia, you are amazing. You are bad mamma jamma, girl. Can I say that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, we just aged ourselves now, didn't we?
I think I did. I think I did.
Oh, God, that's too funny. It's so funny. It's such a pleasure to have you joining me tonight, and I know that our listeners are going to be blessed. But before we get into the heart of the conversation, as I mentioned, you are a friend of the show. But for those people who may be listening to you for the first time, please share a little bit about yourself. Help us get to know who you are.
Okay. Well, I hope y'all ready for this. Get your listening ears on.
Right.
First of all, you know, I have to say that I am his, and his meaning that I am a daughter of the Most High, the King of Kings, my daddy. I am his daughter first.
Yes.
That is first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm one-third of Carol Jean's daughters. I'm Mr. Parker's best friend. I'm the mother of two other Mr. Parkers who are Malcolm and William. Those are my loves of my life. And, you know, I can't do anything apart from those. Those titles give me life and joy into everything else I do. And so the other side of me, you know, is blessed to be able to empower ladies, leaders, and little girls, you know. And I get a chance to do that by being the founder of the Swag University. I'm one half of Gym Makers, along with my business partner, Dr. Nicole Steele. I am the swagologist. I help
them
find and get back their swag. And,
yes.
and I'm blessed to be an author of books that I never thought that I would be writing, one being Girl, Get Your Swag Back, and now Allie, If Her Purse Could Talk, is out there. So I'm extremely excited about that, extremely excited about the platform that I get a chance to be a part of in this journey. So that's just a little bit about me, but all those titles simply to me mean that I am walking in my God-given purpose, and I'm extremely grateful to just be his vessel.
Absolutely. You and I both, because it's because of him. We just kind of joked about it before we came on air. I shared with you, I'm not that brilliant. It's all God. You know, I can't take credit for none of it. He's using me. I'm just doing the work. He's just showing me what to do, you know.
Come on. I was explaining this earlier. I feel like, you know, one of those Marietta puppets, and he's pulling the strings, and I'm just moving because I know I'm not that brilliant or brave, you know, to do the things that he has told
Absolutely.
Me to do. It is because of him that he has given me the courage and the vision to do the things that he's required me to do. So
Absolutely.
I give him all the honor.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've shared a little bit about your testimony on previous shows. And so I just really want people to hear a little bit about that, because you really have gone through some things in your life. And to be where you are now is just nothing but a powerful testimony. So can you just share with us a little bit about that and how you know, got to where you are now?
Absolutely. To your point, I have gone through some trauma and some drama. I'm just going to put it out there. Let's just be real, ladies. And to your listeners, I'm sure that they can relate. This journey of just the trails of trials started really when I was 18 years old. I shouldn't say that's just the only trial that I had, but one of the biggest life lessons that I've learned came from when I was 18 years old. I was stabbed with a 6-inch butcher knife, and my sister was involved with in a situation of a domestic violence situation, which she was courageous enough to say, "I've had enough, and I'm leaving." Mm-hmm. And so we, my sister, myself, and a friend of mine were just preparing for that moment, and we were attacked by the abuser.
Gosh.
And so from that point, you know, I kind of went on, and we, you know, there was a lot of healing physically, but how many, you know, we know that trauma has tentacles, and it takes root in your life if you allow it. And so I allowed it for a long time because my favorite two words was "I'm okay" and "I'm fine," you know, because I wanted everyone to believe that. And so I believed it for a long time until those Band-Aids, you know those Band-Aids I'm talking about, those things that we cover up and put on to fake and fool in front for the world to see.
Right.
And so they began to get old and start falling off. And God began to deal with me because I asked him, you know, "I know there has to be more than this, Lord, this brokenness," because all of that, again, were just, it was just taking place and root in my life. And I had to go back and pull the root to figure out, you know, what do I do next? And so that's the how. So how did I get to where I am now? I had to tell the truth. I had to deal with me, you know, and I had to understand that there was more that God required of me, and it wasn't just brokenness. And so you have, when you think about that, you know, when you're ready to tell the truth and to be honest and to ask the Lord for more, you also have to be willing to accept his answer as well.
That's right, yes. A lot of us are not able to do that.
Right, Allie? You know, and it comes with the scrubbing, right? The scrubbing. So while, you know, you take off those Band-Aids and the Lord begins to deal with you, there's residue that's left behind from all the covering that you did. And so I had to be open for God to scrub me so that I can tell this story, because I lost all of my swag. I lost my self-confidence, my walk with God, my attitude of gratitude, and my gifts and talents were put on the shelf, and I walked away and said, "This is the best that it's going to get. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is it." But God
right.
said, "No, there is more that I require of you. There's more." And so that, you know, that's just a little bit of where where I've been, where I've come from, and boy, did he have me go deep and tell the truth. I mean, all up in my business. The Lord was like, "Yes, honey, yes, tell it, because it's not just about you."
But you know what? To that point, Dee, I tell people all the time, the reason why I have gotten to where I'm at is because in the very beginning when God gave the vision to me of there is life after layoff, he was clear in his directive. He said, use your journey, your testimony, your ability to be transparent to help other people, to help them realize that they're not alone. And so I had to be willing to peel back those layers and expose them.
But we overcome,
the word clearly says we overcome by the sharing of our testimony, because
testimony.
Somebody needs to know I'm not by myself.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
I definitely agree and concur with everything that you said about, you know, being truthful. And yeah, sometimes it's the raw, honest truth, but, hey, somebody needs to hear it. I guarantee you somebody else needs to hear it.
Right.
You know, and there's no shame. There's no shame.
I agree with you.
And so that leads me to want to ask you, do you feel that, had you not gone through those trials, do you really believe that you'd be where you are now, fulfilling your purpose?
No.
I think those
trials were for a bigger reason other than just me. You know, I couldn't see it while I'm in it. You know, we can never see it while we're in it.
Right.
And would I, you know, somebody said, would you choose to go through that again? No, I wouldn't choose.
Right.
I mean, to
who
to go
would,
through
right?
that. No one would choose that.
Right.
But I am so grateful that God would use that. You know what
there
I mean?
There you go.
So
wow, that's good.
That's the thing. It's not about me choosing to do that. No, the choice was already done. It was already it's already happened. But how I allow the Lord to use, you know, me and and to be able to be open to say, Lord, use what I have gone through. Mm-hmm. So I know that there would not have been a testimony without that test.
Yeah,
and there
may
swag would not have been born. There would not have been swag grads. There would not have been, you know,
right.
you know, different things that have led to this. And if her purse could talk, I know that to be true, that there would not have been that.
Right, right, exactly. I definitely feel that how we choose to respond in those situations, those circumstances, also makes the difference. I clearly believe that the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now is because I chose peace in the midst of that circumstance. I believe that, you know, God watches us to say, see, okay, how are they going to respond? Can I take them to the next level of what, you know, what I'm preparing them for? So let me see how they respond when I throw this at them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I truly believe that. I really do. Because, you know, you can cuss, fuss, and carry on. God would have said, nope, okay, she got to go back and take that test again. She didn't pass, you know. She's not ready to be announced.
She's back
I believe that. She's like, nope,
I agree. I agree. No, baby, you're not ready. You still need
you're
to go
not
back
ready.
Again.
You got to take the test over again. You know, if you fail, you got to take the test again. I mean, hey.
Exactly.
You know.
I agree.
So how important, why do you feel like it's important for a person to pursue their life purpose? And what are the consequences of them not doing that?
Oh, goodness. There's so much more to us than we even think, that our minds, that our human minds, can just, you know, wrap around God's goodness.
Mm.
So it is so important for us to pursue our purpose because it's not about us.
That's right. That's
That's
right.
First and foremost, it's not about us. The purpose of life is, number one, for us to please God. It's about Him. And it's about adding to His kingdom. And it's about His other children that we, our life's purpose is to be connected and to free and to set up, you know, set up other people. I believe that we are assigned to other people, and then we are assigned to people as well. And so our assignments are because they're God-given assignments. And so our purpose is simply for us to carry out the vision that God has planted in each one of us.
Yeah.
And the consequence, I shudder to think the consequence of not doing it. Do you know how many dreams and books and businesses and you know, inventions and products, all sorts of things that would not be here if there are people that aren't walking in their life purpose or willing to even try, scared and all, you know, to be able to do that. I shudder to think what that would look like.
Absolutely. And I made a point of this in another forum where how many people are waiting for you to get in position in order for them to complete their purpose.
Come on. Come on.
How
That's
many
exactly
people are,
right.
yeah, you know, how many people's purpose are connected to you being obedient and completing your purpose?
Yes, 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 yes.
You
and
have
I,
to get
you
in
know,
position.
You do, Alex. You have to get into position, and you have to be ready, right, for whatever it takes you. Because just because you get into position and because God has called you and you see your purpose doesn't always mean it's going to be comfortable because you've gotten into position. In fact, it may just be very uncomfortable
as
you're starting to walk into on the path of your purpose. But that scares people. You know, it scares us because we have this plan in our head that our purpose is going to look all, you know, so great, and I planned it out, and it's going to look just this way. And then God says, no, I want you to go to this direction. And that goes against everything that you are used to doing or had planned for yourself. So people abandon when it gets hard and when it gets a little bit uncomfortable. So I think it's so incredible to say, you know, that we have to get into position. But understanding that position doesn't always mean a position of comfort in order for us to be obedient and to carry out that purpose.
So that leads me into this next point. what role does obedience play in all of this, and the person being able to discover the plan or purpose that God has for their life? That's a loaded one, right?
It is. You know why I'm laughing.
I know.
I have to yell at myself here because, oh, my goodness. Obedience is something else. You know, and I was in the Word the other day, and I was looking at Hebrews 11:8, and it was talking about, you know, the faith of Abraham to obey when he was called to go out to a place that he had no idea, you know, where he was to receive his inheritance, but he didn't know.
Right,
it was a place where he didn't know where he was going, you know, but he still went out there, and he was being obedient. And so it's the role that obedience plays, and I'll just have to just take it personally because at the beginning of this year, oh, my, I was sitting down, you know, thinking and looking at what I wanted for 2018 and what I wanted to do because my business partner, Dr. Nicole Steele, we did a retreat for women, a royal retreat called Walking in Destiny, and we asked women to, you know, determine what does that look like for you? You know, what does it look like for you? And so I had to answer that question for myself. You know, what does this destiny look like for me? And so when I heard him loud and clear, it was this book, If Her Purse Could Talk. And it scared me because, you know, there's a whole story behind how this came to life, but it required something of me. And I was uncomfortable because I had never done a compilation. This was not... Again, this was something new for me, and I said, Lord, I know what swag cost me, and I know what the uncomfortable feelings came with that. So after a walk and a talk, he said, you don't have to do it by yourself.
See?
But you do have to do it.
You'll have company, but you still got to do it.
You still got to do it. And so I was very clear, but I knew that it was, if I had asked him, you know, Lord, what more would you require of me? And he said, it clearly was this, my obedience is to say yes. It's to say yes and teach me, Lord, because he's not going to call me to it and he's not going to show me how to do it.
Right.
Obedience, that's something else, isn't it?
Yes. So then tell us, you brought it up, you know, if her purse could talk. So as a result, you struggled with that obedience. So God was directing you. So tell us all about the outcome. Tell us about this project.
Yes, let me. I just laugh because I can't believe where we're at. I just know we serve such an awesome God. Yeah. He had me, after a walk and a talk, you know, he turned a blog into a compilation. I had written a blog like 3 years ago about if my purse could talk, just sitting in the middle of my room and going through these purses and seeing all these things that were in different purses, you know, the things that you leave behind. And it was telling a story.
Right.
It was telling stories. And so he directed me after this walk and talk to go find the most powerful women that I could find to help me put together this book. And even so, you know, directed me to a powerful woman that had done this before that's not in the book, but that was gracious enough to give me direction on how to put this together.
Wow.
And I was so grateful. So he sent me out and had me call one by one to see if these women would answer this call and to boldly say, y'all, this scares me to death. I just want to be very honest. I called you, Alicia, and I said, this scares me to death. I just want to be there and say, I don't know exactly how, but I know that I'm supposed to call you and ask you if you would open your purse and write a chapter in this book.
I remember the conversation, and I remember when you started out, I sensed a little bit of hesitancy, and I was like, okay, where is this going? I was like, what?
Absolutely.
So I knew you were fearful of the process, and I could hear that, and because you've always been so confident, and I was like, she's a little scared about this thing right here. I can sense that
right
immediately. But I trusted you, and I you know I trust God, and I knew he was working through you. And, you know, there was no hesitation. I was so blown away by the phone call, and I think you remember it well as much as I do. We had church that day.
Yes, we did.
We had church
because
I had goosebumps. I had chills when you were telling me about it, and my mind just started running. I was like, oh, my God, this is so brilliant. You know, and I knew
we
it was
did.
God.
Yes, it was. And he directed me to you. He directed me to Dr. Natasha Anderson, Jamel Cottrell, Ann Farrow, Dr. Cynthia Harper, my mother, Carol Harvey, who was Mama Harvey. But yes, Mama Harvey is in there and has written a phenomenal chapter. Mm-hmm. Felisa Ward Jones, she's a J.S. Littleton, but we know her as Mama Joe. And mm-hmm. she has written a chapter in here. Shermaine Shar Marshall, Crystal mm-hmm. Wilson Payne, Dr. Nicole Steele, and of course, Alicia Ward. He directed me to each one of you wonderful, beautiful women to ask you to be transparent and bold and courageous to open up our purses so that mm-hmm. someone else can gain insight, can gain confidence, can gain, you know, the permission to say, as Crystal Wilson says, Wilson Payne says, me too. Somebody on the other side of you needs
right.
to hear
right
that story. And somebody's going to, you know, find their courage and the permission to share their story because of what's in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. You can't tell already. I'm gone from fearful
well,
to excited.
Yeah. Not at all. We can't tell at all. So who are you looking to bless with this book? Who is your primary target market? Who do you think is going to get the most out of this book?
Let me say this. God has given me instructions for this to be a global vision. This is a global project. And so it's not just for beautiful brown women that look like me. Not that I'm calling myself beautiful, but I'm just saying.
You are beautiful. Yes, you are.
I didn't want to make it sound like that, but, for, you know, he called this for all women from different backgrounds, ages, stages, and seasons in their life, women from all over the world. And, in fact, I've had the wonderful opportunity to travel around the world to be able to, and I've talked to women from various backgrounds, women from South Africa, women from Costa Rica, women from Pakistan, women from Russia, women from from places that, you know, that in various parts of Europe, to tell them about this and to talk about, you know, if her purse could talk and to be able to say, hey, you know, what do you think your purse would say? And so I believe that this is going to bless women from all stages, ages, backgrounds, ethnicities. And you know what? If we even talk about men that are going to learn something, if they pick this up, to learn what women are carrying. And one in particular, there was Crystal Wilson Payne's husband said, we need to write up if his wallet could talk.
What's in your wallet, right?
What's in your wallet? I love it.
Wow, that's funny, funny, funny. Do you know what? We're at a point now. I know we have some people who are probably going to want to call in and talk to you. So we're going to take a short station break. But before we do that, I'm going to let everybody know we are taking callers this evening. So if you want to talk to my special guest, Ms. Dionne Parker, you could call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1. But right now we're going to take a short station break, and when we return from the break, we'll continue with this great conversation with visionary and author Dionne Parker. I'm your host, Allie, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff radio show, so please stay tuned.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at uptomeradio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. You can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, as I mentioned before the break, you can call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And I have been speaking with the beautiful, inspirational, and just visionary, this beautiful woman, two-time author, Ms. Dionne Parker. And we have been sharing about if her purse could talk. And you know what, Ms. D, we do have some callers.
Woohoo, yes.
So we're going to take our first caller. If your number, last four digits of your number ends in 8727, you're on the air with Allie and D.
Hey, Allie and D, it's Char Marshall.
Hey, Char.
Ah, yes, 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 yes.
How are you guys doing? I love, love, love this interview, all the energy and the excitement about if her purse could talk. I love it, absolutely. Congratulations, lady, on such a
congratulations to you.
Absolutely, to be in the part of this project.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. I feel so honored. You know, I'm just absolutely amazed. I was talking to Allie the other day about you, D, and I was telling her about the ladies in the group and how everyone has just touched me in such a way that, like Allie said earlier, it just makes me want to be better, makes me want to shine more, makes me want to tell more, makes me want to just rise and shine, like Isaiah 60 says, you know, arise and shine, you know, for that light is
come
that
on.
The light has come and the glory of the Lord is on us. It's
absolutely
on us. So I am just so happy and excited to be a part of this project. And I'm so glad that you were obedient to answer the call that God put on your life at that moment, at that particular time. And I can't wait for part two to get on
that. There you go. Speak that. Speak that. We receive it.
But
yes,
I just wanted to say hi to you and thank you so much for your transparency, your openness, your honesty, your obedience. And thank you for the sisterhood. I really do appreciate it, and I love you to pieces.
Thank you, Shaw. We
love
you.
I love you to pieces, too. And thank you so much for saying yes to opening your purse, honey. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all have to wait till you read her chapter. It is phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Shaw.
I'm writing something right now about the stanky leg SC3. Don't do it.
I heard about this.
Oh my God, don't do it.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Shaw, for calling in, sweetie.
Have a great evening.
You too.
And I'm going to continue listening on and give the other callers a chance to chime in.
Absolutely. Thank you, sweetie.
Right. Thank you.
Bye, Shaw.
All right, we have another caller. So if your last four digits of your number ends in 1196, you're on the air with Allie and D.
Hello, Allie and D. This is Lisa Jones.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Or should I say so, Lisa Jones, just so I'm clear as to who I am.
That is my sister from the same mister. This is my wonder twin. Yes.
What's up, sis?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I am on Oprah. That's what I feel like.
I received that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Alicia, you are good at what you do, honey. You are good
Thank
at what you,
yes.
you do.
You know, I told
yes.
you, I'm not, it's all God. I'm not that brilliant. Thank you, God.
Well, we'll take it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Well, I am just so excited to be able to dial in and feel like a star with you big time ladies. But as Char said, I am over here beaming. I'm with my daughter and I cannot be more proud of my sister, as she said,
yes.
from the same mister. And just hearing her share her testimony always tears me up inside because
I had front row seat to be able to see the evolution of who she is, right? And
she's always
someone that I've looked up to. She can definitely attest to that, and I think that she just continues to shock us all because God has given her such a large assignment. You know, that word global is everything. And when we think about what the Lord tells us, how we have to take our gifts to the nations. She's doing just that, right? It's a responsibility that we have. And I don't think that anything that she's doing, she's trying to leave anybody behind. Amen.
Right.
So she's just gifted that way. And I believe that she truly is carrying God's word through her gifts through the nation. So I could not be more proud of you, sister.
Oh, my gosh, and I of you. You're going to make me cry on the radio.
You're going to do the ugly cry?
We do that. I don't know what it is, but we will break out the ugly cry together. It's just that bond. I don't know what
awful.
It is.
You know, and I want to say this. I am so blessed to be able to be on this journey. You know, who gets a chance to write a book with their beautiful, you know, sisters from other misters, but my sister from
the same
mister and my beautiful mother. You know, who gets
that
chance? That's legacy.
That is legacy.
And she is a bad mama jamma too. That one there has a fierce lining, y'all. I'm just saying, give you a little peek into her purse. She has a fantastic a fantastic chapter, and so I'm so proud of her, and I thank her for just being my cheerleader, my secret keeper.
Yes, ma'am.
That is her.
That's another book we just spoke. I don't know if you know that. My Secret Keeper.
That's her chapter, y'all. That is her chapter, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes. Well, I have been blessed to be able to open up and share my heart inside that chapter. It was a bit out of my comfort zone, but if you get to know my sister, you'll know that's what she's about, is kind of pushing and pulling you out of your comfort zone.
But
so
she helps us be better people. Yeah, she makes us be better people. And
she really does.
I mentioned earlier, she's a purpose accelerator because, you know, right before she called me, God told me it's time to stop hiding. And then I get a call from her, and I'm like, really, Dee? You are in cahoots with God? What's going on? Y'all got jokes.
That's what we call tapped in. That's what we call tapped in.
You know,
man.
Y'all got jokes.
Amen.
She in cahoots.
I love it.
We need that, don't we? We need it.
Yes,
we all need a purpose accelerator in our lives.
I'm
so excited. It's launch week. I'm so excited about all of the projects that she has led, but this one is definitely special because it incorporates such beautiful women, and I just am so excited to be able to be a part of it. So,
thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and taking time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sissy. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
And you know what, Dee, that leads me to another question. You know, because, you know, we look at reality TV that's really not so real. But we see all the time talking, you know, these programs that show a lot of this drama with women of color not being able to work together. And so what would you say to those naysayers who don't believe that a group of women, especially African-American women, who say that women can't work together without creating drama or jealousy? What would you say to those people?
Not so. You know, not so. Mm-hmm. I think that we live in a society that perpetuates that lie. Mm-hmm. And by showing things like reality TV, and we all know that it's not real. If you did think that it was real, I'm sorry to bust your bubble because it's not.
It's,
you know, and it's totally staged and people
right,
are getting paid for that.
Yeah.
But it does damage, you know, it does damage to our credibility as women and for the young girls that are watching this foolishness, right?
Right.
And so I think it's interesting to be a part of such an amazing project with powerful women who have platforms of their own, who are doing wonderful things on their own, and each of these women are a part of that. And so what we felt, I can say right now from our experience doing this, it was incredible. And
absolutely.
To bring them all in the same room, because most of our conversations were virtual, And then to bring you all into the same room when we did our photo shoot
yes.
was nothing short of amazing. It was powerful. There was nothing but love in that room. We all
yes.
supported each other. We're still supporting each other
yes.
because we feel some kind of way, you know, as we get closer, there's excitement and nerves and
mm-hmm.
all of this. But there's nothing but this genuine love and support for one another to be able to do well because we know that it's bigger than us.
Absolutely.
So to people who say that a group of women and you know, to even double click on that, a group of African American women can't work together, I say not so. Not so, not so, not so. That's a lie.
That's a lie from the pit of you know where, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am. That's a lie.
But then you know what?
What else that says?
The fact that we were able to do this with such a great energy and synergy, because we really came from a pure place, and you came from a pure place, a place rooted in
Amen.
The Word of God. I think that
Amen.
Made all the difference. To tell you the truth, that was just that resonated in my heart. So I wanted to mention it. It came from a pure place. It was
yes.
you didn't have any kind of ulterior motives. You did everything in the spirit
mm-hmm.
of excellence. You were very transparent, upfront, and professional with how you presented everything to us. You were very open-minded. You accepted, you know, suggestions. You were not just you were open to what we thought,
mm-hmm.
and it made
mm-hmm.
a difference. It wasn't these way or the highway. You know,
that's right. That's right.
It was we worked together.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, we did. You know, and I think when you alienate people on a project
mm-hmm.
like this, that's first of all God ordained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come out to me, you come out with just the opposite of treasure, and to me that is garbage. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's not God ordained. If you have only one voice. You all are brilliant women,
mm-hmm.
and for me to try to go this alone, oh
right.
my goodness, that that was the opposite of being obedient. And
right.
so I'm grateful to have women who are secure enough in themselves, and you know, in themselves, and secure enough in their own platforms, and secure enough in the Lord to know
mm-hmm.
that this was His doing.
Yes.
And it's bigger than each one of us. And that has come out of all of our mouths, that this is bigger than each one of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But what I want you to talk about now, because I think this is very important, and this is something that you really want to open up to other women who are not a part of this project, but you want others to be able to share their purse story. So talk a little bit about how someone can share their purse story and be a part of this movement.
Amen. Yes, 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 yes. So, ladies, hopefully you are really tuned in here. And I'd love for you all to visit herpursestories.com. That's herpursestories.com. Because we know that there are women out there that have stories that will bless the masses. I have already received a few of these stories already from women who were courageous enough to say, you know, I have a story that is going to be able to take somebody and transform their thinking to I can't to I will,
mm-hmm.
and I can, you know. And so we open our doors, our community, to be able to really give you permission to open your purse. So when you go there, you're going to see that you can submit a story. You can do it written, 500 words or less, or you can submit a video,
mm-hmm.
2 to 5 minutes long. You can do it anonymously. So if you don't want to share your name or your picture or anything, you can do it anonymously. Someone sent me a post with their submission with a purse picture, and it was wonderful. We don't have
mm-hmm.
to know who you are
mm-hmm.
in order to be blessed by you. So
That's
I
right.
invite you to open up your purse. There's some purse prompts that I've written there to help you get to start thinking about how you write your purse story. But we really want you to think about that. And then, Alicia, I wanted to also say that women, if you have book clubs and women's ministries and groups, anything, corporate groups or what have you, We are open to being able to do purse parties with you. You can do purse parties on your own, which means that you get the book and then you take, you know, the journey through that. What we really want you to do is to be able to open up your purse and say, what don't I want in this? And I think, Allie, you said this perfectly at the beginning of the call, that we have control over that container of what's in it, what we don't want in it. You know, it is ours. And so we want you to be able to have that. And we can do purse parties. You can do the purse parties, like I said, and to determine what you want in that container and what you want to take out.
Perfect.
So that's how you can be a part of that.
Perfect. Like you said, this is bigger than any of us. This has got to go global. This is a movement. God wants us to
mm-hmm.
be massive. So this is your opportunity to do that. Again, that's herpursestories.com, okay? And you can always reach back out to me here at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com if you missed any of this information, and I'll make sure you get it. Let us know, Dee, how we can support and purchase a copy of the book, and if you have any upcoming events scheduled.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for this opportunity, Alicia. I really, really appreciate it. So
absolutely.
You can support us by, you can go to ifherpursecouldtalk.com. You can purchase your book there. You can also find out about all the other authors. You can go to all the others, their websites, Alicia's website. There's Life After Layoff, and purchase the book there. You can go anywhere on any of these authors, these 12 authors' websites, and purchase a copy of the book. Find out more about how you can get connected with us, ifherpursecouldtalk.com. That would be wonderful. Any upcoming events, we're actually getting ready to virtually launch this baby. It's launch week, and we are so hyped. So watch all of our Facebook sites, because we'd love for you to join in the conversation on Thursday, July 26th. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to be in our Zoom room. And so a lot of people ask me, are you going to be on Facebook Live? No, not Facebook Live. So if you can come on any of our sites, if you go to Girl Get Your Swag Back or you go to Dionne Parker, that's my Facebook pages, you'll find information on how to join us in the Zoom room. So we want you to be able to be present. Bring your purse. Because there are, you might have the opportunity to win a prize. I'm just saying.
All right. So I'm just saying. Absolutely. And I also want to mention, Dee, that I have posted the virtual invite on my website at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. So there's information on all of these major sites, and I've been posting it on my Facebook page at There Is Life After Layoff. As well. So there's numerous places for you to get connected and be a part of this great event on Thursday, the 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Central Time. Eastern Standard Time. I said Eastern Central Time. Okay, Lord Jesus. Eastern Standard Time. I do know what time zone I'm in, people.
It's all good. I know what you
mean. It's all good. You know, this is too funny. Tell us, how can we follow the If Her Purse Could Talk journey or follow you on social media? Just tell us how we can just love on Dee.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Yes. I'd love for you to be able to follow, if you're looking again for the If Her Purse Could Talk journey, ifherpursecouldtalk.com. You can follow me at deonparker.com. My name is spelled D-E-Y-O-N-N-E. So you would find me at deonparker.com. I am on social media. So if you wanted to be a part of Girl Get Your Swag Back, we have a private group. Our group is Girl Get Your Swag Back. Type that into the Facebook search, and you'll find us. And we'd love to have you as a member. You can go to theswaguniversity.com if you're interested. And also being a part of that and taking the class, we have opportunities for you to do it self-guided. You can do the six-week master class, or you can become a certified host swag leader and lead your own group through swag. So I'm out there. You can find me. I am out there. And also Gym Makers. I want you to go to gymmakers.org. That is also, that's my partner and I, our business. That's where, again, we empower ladies and leaders and little girls. So definitely check us out. We do that through coaching, consulting, and books, webinars, workshops, all the above. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Love it. Love it. This the time is flying by. We need like 2 or 3 hours to just keep talking.
I know.
You know, it always takes on a life of its own every time you and I get together. So, but you know, I want to take a moment to first of all say thank you to you for joining me tonight. But I also want to take a moment to say happy birthday, my sister, which you will be celebrating tomorrow. So I wanted to give you a shout out, birthday shout out, real quickly.
Oh,
I hope your day is happy and blessed, and that you have nothing but joy tomorrow and beyond.
Amen.
Yes. It will be an anointed day. I know your week started off a little rough, but you know what? The devil is a liar, and we are claiming peace and joy for you tomorrow and for the remaining. You know, this week, we're all walking on cloud nine this week, and we're so thankful for it. This has just been a phenomenal experience and an event that's coming up on Saturday and on Thursday. So I'm filled with I don't know, I can't even explain it. Just the love of God is just all over this project. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. So thank you for being a part of this platform and helping me on this platform that God has given me. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for always opening your doors to me. And, again, I know your listeners would agree with me in saying you are, like my sister said, amazing at what you do. And I appreciate exactly what you're doing for listeners. Your book, There's Life After Layoff. I think you are amazing, amazing YouTube time author, you.
We're in the same club, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for you. So thank you. You know, my door here is always open to you. Anything that you're doing, I'm supporting it. So thank you. You're never a stranger here. You're family.
Thank you, Allie.
All right, thank you. So before we close out another show, I want to share with you a couple of quick reminders. Again, I want to tell you, please mark your calendars for this Thursday, July 26th, for the If Her Purse Can Talk virtual book launch that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as Dee mentioned, you could go to any of our Facebook pages, but you could find information on my Facebook page at There Is Life After Layoff. And there you will see the virtual invite. And please make sure that you register early so that you can claim your spot, because there will be limited spaces. And as she mentioned, we will be giving away prizes, so bring your purse with you. And another quick reminder is that during the month of August, Up to Me Radio will be on a short hiatus. We'll be taking some time off to enjoy the rest of the summer. And that presents you with the perfect opportunity to catch up on all the shows that you may have missed during the year or during the season. And you can access all of those past recorded podcasts on the There Is Life After Layoff show page, which is available at uptomeradio.com. And we're also available on iTunes, on the mobile app Stitcher. And you can find us there by searching Up to Me Radio. And please also remember to follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at AllieWard45. And you can like us on Facebook by searching at There Is Life After Layoff. And you can find Up to Me Radio on Twitter at Up to Me Radio and on Facebook at the same tag. And on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And I look forward to bringing you even more exciting guests and content with the start of our new season in September. So until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself. No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord. I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you look. That's when your breakthrough will begin. Known has come from you alone.